Blog Talk Radio.
Now y'all know the devil be tripping, right? So I had to write a song to put it back in its place. Check it out. Anybody feel like me out there? Listen. Sometimes you gotta tell them just like that. Check it out.
You tried to steal my joy. You tried to steal my peace. I'm tired of crying. Always feeling weak. I take 2 steps forward. You push me 4 steps back. I'm so sick of you lying about this and that. From this day forward, some things are gonna change.
Amazing things that God does. He, for some reason, he just pours joy upon you for whatever reason, amen, and I'm thankful for it, and I glorify his name, amen, and I try to do it with my lifestyle, amen. But if I don't, God, you know I love you, amen, on a daily basis, amen. Glory to God. Happy Mother's Day to First Lady Apostle Callum McNeil, amen. Glory to God. I hope she had a prosperous Mother's Day. Hope all is well. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go in throne room of prayer right now. Amen. And we're going to get on with our fix for this evening. Amen. Father God, we thank you for this beautiful weather you've given us. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your son who gave his life, Father, so we can live and have everlasting life with you, God. Father, we just pray your perfect peace on our lives, God. Blow a wind through the atmosphere, God. Cleanse up everything that's not like you. Touch the minds and the hearts of our leaders and our doctors. Give them divine wisdom and understanding. Touch the scientists, Father. Give them ideas and give them cures, Father, for this disease, God, in the name of Jesus. We speak healing right now. We speak deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you know all things, and all things is in your time. So, Father, we rest in your perfect peace, and we say thank you for another day. We've said these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God. Amen. I want to just talk about a few things on tonight, and one in particular is our title tonight is He Knows Your Name. Amen. He knows your name. And anything that God has for you, it's yours. I don't care if there's a million Sally Struthers. He knows your name. He will call your name one way that he will never call another Sally. Your blessings are yours. Your husband's is yours. Your wife's are yours. Your trials, your tribulations, your wildernesses, your mountains, all that is yours because he knows your name. And when he make a roll call, and whatever's connected to your name on that roll call, we should be prepared to receive, thus saith the Lord. Amen. We should be able to receive our valleys as well as we receive gifts and blessings and joy. We ought to be able to receive our trials and tribulations just like we receive breakthroughs. Amen. Because if God called our name at that time for a trial and a tribulation, he's already set it up for us. Amen. It's in his will. It's his way. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go to a scripture. And we're going to read, if you want to go with me, chapter 43 in the book of Isaiah. And then I'm going to read some things with me. Just follow along with me and see if you understand it and get it the way I got it. Amen. It's not God. I ask God to give you your own revelation. Amen. The book of Isaiah, chapter 43, 1 through 10. And it reads like this. But now thus saith the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name, and you are mine. Amen. Glory to God. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. Amen. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba in your place. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men to you and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up. And to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, who have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. Bring out the blind people who have eyes and the deaf who have ears. And let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled who among them can declare this and show us former things. Let them bring out their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. Amen. Glory to God. God has just given us some promises. He has just co-signed to let us know that we are his. He just reminded us that he had called us by name. He has set us up. He's bringing us from the north and the east. He's bringing us to where? To a place where he wants us to be. Amen. Glory to God. Now, I was doing some things, and maybe I didn't find, as much as you can, or vice versa. But as I was looking through the Bible and I was really trying to find some things, I realized that God has called plenty of people in the Bible. But I only found 8 times that he called out individuals' names twice in a row. Twice in a row. Are we listening when God called our name? Are we listening? Do we even know? Do we even put ourselves in a place that we can hear God when he calls our name? Are we preparing for the call? Are we spending enough time to know when God is calling? Are we too busy shopping? We don't hear God. Are we too busy watching sports that we don't hear God? Are we too busy on the Facebook that we don't hear God? Are we too busy chapping and all that other things that people do that we don't hear God? 8 people. He called their name twice. I try to, when he called me, I want to hear it. You know what I mean? To me, I'm just saying for me, if he called me enough times and I don't hear it, that's total disrespect, because you know God's voice when you hear. Everybody hears God's different, but we know when we hear his voice. And a lot of times we think that we have to do something, or he's taking us away from what we feel is comfortable, the things that we desire to do right now, and he wants to remove you. He might take you from the city and put you in the country. He might take you from the country and put you in the city. He might send you to a city that you definitely don't want to live at. He might give you a neighbor that just drives you crazy. But whatever he's doing, we need to pay attention and hear when he's calling us. Amen. Abraham. God gives Abraham one last test of faith. Sacrifice the promised child, Isaac. And Abraham is ready to obey this. And just before he kills his son, the angel of the Lord interrupts. And he says, Abraham, Abraham. Hallelujah. Abraham passed the test, proving that he fears God. The Lord provides a ram in the ticket, in the bush. Amen. In the thick of the moment, God will put a ram as a substitute sacrifice. Amen. God will make, okay, let's go to the book of Genesis. I think I can explain this to me. Genesis 22:11. I think I might can explain this a little more. Amen. Glory to God. It's not really need a lot of exploits explained to, but I want to back it up with scripture. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Genesis 22. And we're going to go from 11 to 13. Amen. Hallelujah. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, here I am. And he said, do not lay your hand on that lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. That's a sacrifice. That's faith. That's trusting. That's believing. A lot of us won't let go the little things. We won't let go that husband that God said is not ours. We won't move ourselves from that job that God says he don't want you there. We won't stop eating this, start dieting, go to the whatever God is telling. A lot of us won't even sacrifice the little things. But Abraham, faith, he trusted God so much. Okay, Lord, if that's what you want me to do, kill my son, so be it. He didn't second. He thought about it. He talked to God about it. But when he knew that's what God wanted him to do, he just went on and did it. We got to just go on and trust in God and know that he has a plan. And just like Abraham was ready to do it, the angel said, hey, don't you lay a hand on that lad. Now that I know that you trust and believe in me. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes God takes us through tests. We have to be prepared for the test. When you're in school, the teacher tell you, oh, Friday we're going to have a test. You go out and party 32 then win. When the test come Friday, you want somebody else's test trying to cheat off their test. You wrong, they wrong. We somewhere we ain't got no business doing things that we have no business doing, and God is still trying to call your name. Amen? He's still trying to call our name, but we're not listening because we're not where we're supposed to be. We're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. We're not spending enough time with Christ. We're not in the presence of the Lord. Do you have that sacred space that you go to? Hey, hey, don't come around here. Hey, hey, my wife, she got a spot. I don't even enter it because I don't know what kind of power God is laying on her in there. I don't know what kind of anointing is in there. And it might overshadow me and I lose my mind, not in a bad way, but, you know, God is talking to us all different. He's calling us all in a different way. Her anointing is her anointing. Her relationship with Christ is her relationship. I can't get into heaven off of her relationship. She can't get into heaven off of mine. She got to hear God from now. He'll talk to me and tell me some things because we are one and vice versa. But I still got to do what I got to do. Amen. Glory to God. Jacob just found out that his son Joseph is dead. In fact, he's second in command in the Egyptian empire. Jacob is old and wants to see Joseph before he dies. So what does he do? He prepares for the journey to Egypt. Then he has a vision. Jacob, not to be afraid. He will see Joseph and his descendants will become a great nation in the foreign land. I know you, yes, amen, glory to God, that's Bible. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Go with me to the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis, chapter 46, verses 1 through 4. Amen, glory to God. Hallelujah, that's the word, that's his word, amen. Hallelujah. So Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to the Beersheba and offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. Then God spoke to Israel in the vision and said of that night and said to Jacob, Jacob. And he said, here I am. So he said, I am God, the God of your father. Do not fear to go down to Egypt. For I will make of you a great nation there. I will make, don't be scared, listen, don't be afraid to start your ministry somewhere else. God will make that ministry a great nation right there. Don't be afraid to start a new life somewhere else. God will make that your nation. We get too comfortable. We want to stay with, we familiar and people know us, but God say, wait a minute. I don't need you to be scared to go to another country. I don't need you to be scared to go to another ministry. I don't need you to be scared to take another job. I don't need you to do anything that I tell you to do. I need you to hear me and remember that I know your name. Hear me when I call you and obey me. Thus saith the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Bless. Yes, yes. He called their name twice. And Jesus had to call some of us all day, every day. Some of us ain't answered him yet. Since you've been saved, you might have answered him that one time you got saved. But we only want to answer God when we want something. We want him to answer us all the time. Everything we petition to Christ, we want him to say, oh, yes, you, please, Lord, please, please. We use words like please and all this little inner sympathy and all these tears. God know our hearts. He know what you coming with him with. He knew it before we even came. Amen? Hallelujah. Moses has killed an Egyptian and fled from Pharaoh's punishment. Now he's living as a shepherd for his father-in-law out in the wilderness. And one day, Moses sees a mysterious sight, a bush on fire, yet it was not burning up. Then a voice calls out from the flames, Moses, Moses, it is the God of Moses, ancestors. It is Moses' ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the Lord wants Moses to bring the nation of Israel out of slavery. Woo! Is he calling you to bring somebody or something out of slavery? Is you listening when he calls? He's not just calling because he want to call your name. There's something connected to the call. It's just like when you're on your phone, you're talking to somebody on the other line. There's somebody connected to the other line who was calling you on the other line. We got to be able to shut everything down and accept God's call. Hallelujah. When he calls on this, listen, he wanted Moses to bring the nation of Israel out of slavery. Here it is, a murderer who fled and was out there living as a sheep herder. God called him from a burning bush. Where is he calling you from? Where is he calling me from? Are we listening when he calls our name? Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 through 10, and it goes like this. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire. Amen. But the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Amen. I will turn aside and see this great sight. But why the bush does not burn? So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. Then he said, do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet. For the place where you stand is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt and have heard they cry. Because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hands of Egyptians and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to a place the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. There are some people that are still suffering. There are some people that are still in slavery. There are some people that the enemy has in his clutches, and God is calling somebody's name to deliver them out of the enemy's clutches. Oh, but when he say go down to any one of them nice royal places and go down to the Caribbean and you're going to stay at the best hotel, I want you to do a conference, oh, 50,000 people. Everybody wants to fly. Oh, but if he say I need you to go under the bridge, oh, if I need you to go to the shelter. See, because them is the places where people are crying out. Them are the people that are still in bondage. Them are the people that are still lost. Them are the people who are in need of Christ. Them are the people that God wants to raise up to show everybody else I can use anybody. But are we willing to go get the body that God's trying to use? Are you hearing God when he calls your name? Are we being obedient when he calls our name? Oh, I don't like that assignment. I know that ain't God. I know he ain't asking me to go down there and stay with them people for no 6 months. That can't be God. The enemy trying to confuse me. You know God's voice when you hear him. He ain't confused when you got that Cadillac. He ain't confused when you got that big house. He ain't confused when he gave that promotion. He ain't confused when he got that master's degree. He ain't confused you when he gave your health and strength back. He ain't confused you when he renewed your mind. He ain't confused you when he brought you out of darkness. But all of a sudden, that's, see, we got to understand that we are servants. Servants unto the Lord. He gives out the assignments. We don't pick and choose what assignment we want. He raised us up for a reason. And everything that's connected to your darkness, God is going to use in his magnificent light to go back into the darkness and show somebody that light. See, I can go back to the street and say, wow, man, I remember when, yes, but I serve the mighty Lord right now. And young man, listen here. God is telling me to come to talk to you, just to talk. Whatever assignment God gives us, we got to go back to the drug dealer. You got to go back to the prostitute. You got to go back to the drug, the dope thing. You got to go back to the thief, the liar, the murderer. Somebody got to go get him. Or we just waiting for somebody else to do it. How do we think the churches is going to feel about if we don't do the outreach? If we don't reach out. Outreach means reach out. Simple and plain. Take the power of the Lord with us. Take the presence of walking God's anointing. Speak with the things that God tells us to speak. Trust and believe that God is with us and he's telling us to do it. And leave everything else to God. It ain't about me having no big robe and no big hat and no 16,000 armor bearers. No. I got to go the way God say go. Moses killed somebody. Fled, and God still used him. I know he can use me, and I know he can use you. And the reason I know, because he saved us. He just didn't say, oh, I want to save them. No. There's souls still lost. There are people still suffering. There's still people who don't even know Christ. There's people who know Christ, just don't want to walk in the likeness of Christ. They just want to do what the world do because the world seems more beautiful and entertaining to them. We got to be the example to show them no matter what you have, if you don't have Christ, you ain't got nothing at all. Amen? Oh, glory to his magnificent name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to do another one, and then we're going to take a song, but I just need you to figure this out with me. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. We in this together. I need you. You pray for me, and I pray for you. I can't do this by myself. I ask God on a daily basis, show me your will for my life, because what I want to do ain't always the right thing. Amen. And I'm not saying I'm sitting around sinning and thinking about sin, but I know it ain't always the thing that God wants, because what if I just want to be lazy today and God don't want me to? What if I just want to look at TV today and God got something for me to do? What if I don't want to study? What if I don't want to read? What if I don't want to pray? What if I don't want to fast? So we got to put all these things in perspective in our life. God has something for us to do. It's time out. For playing church. Time out for that. It's time out for not paying attention when God calls us to do something and we don't want to listen. It's time out for that. Amen. When God, listen, I want to be in a place that even God can even call me. See, that's another thing. I want to be where he can call me. I love the Lord and I know he loves me. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Samuel, in a time when people really hear, rarely hear from God, a boy asleep in the tabernacle hears a voice calling him in the middle of the night. Young Samuel assumes that the high priest is calling him, but soon he learns the voice is from someone even greater. Samuel! Samuel! After this night, Samuel becomes the mouthpiece of God to a nation, a judge, and a priest, and Anointing of kings. Oh, glory to God. You can't tell me God can't use anybody. Listen, listen. I'm trying to put myself in position. I don't care where you want to send me. I don't listen, because if God wants to send me there, he's going to protect me there. He's going to give me my resources. He's going to provide. See, my part is being obedient and just go. I'm not here to question God. I'm not. I'm here to be thankful, faithful, and understanding that my Father knows me better than I do. He created the stars, the moon, the oceans, the world, the creator of the earth and everything in it. How can I outthink him? How can I outmanipulate him? How can I outmaneuver him? See, the thing I should be trying to do is be obedient and be in place and listen. Lord, open my spiritual ear. If it's been closed, open my spiritual ear to your voice, God. Open my eyes to see in the spirit realm, God. Oh, gird my mouth and, Lord, speak to me. Use me, Holy Ghost. I need that in my life, because if I don't have Christ, I am done. I'm speaking for me right now. Glory to God. Go with me to 1 Samuel chapter 3. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Listen, call me out of a dead place, a dead place. And I think God reminds me of being in a body bag, dead from an OD of heroin, in a body bag, about to zip up my whole body in this bag, and all of a sudden the zipper get right to my eye, and my eyeballs open, and I hear something say, he's alive. He's alive. Resurrect, Matthew. Come forth. I've spoken over your life. I've revived you. I've come back to get you, to give you another chance. I have work for you to do. God, don't be playing with us. We need to stop playing. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation, and it came to pass at that time, while Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eyes had begun to grow so dim that he could not see, and before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacles of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and while Samuel was lying down, whew, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here I am. Have you answered and said, here I am? When he called your name, do you say, here I am? So he ran to Eli and said, here I am, for you called me. And he said, I didn't call. I run to my wife sometimes, say, honey, you call me? She said, I ain't call you. Jesus calling you. She says it. She lets me know, just I hear her voice. See, God uses a familiar voice to let you know that you're going to respond to that voice. And every time I run to her, she said, I didn't call you. And I know it's God. I didn't call you. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. Then the Lord called yet again, Samuel. So Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, here I am, for you called me. He answered, I did not call, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. There it is. He didn't know the Lord. We ain't got no excuse because we know him. Nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again, the third time. Whew. So he arose and went to Eli and said, here I am, for you did call me. Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. Therefore, Eli said to Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you must say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood and called as at the other times, Samuel, Samuel.
And Samuel answered,
speak,
for your servant hears.
Hey, speak, because your servant hears. See, when you acknowledge God as a servant and let God know that I hear you, Lord, what is it, Lord? Here I be, Father, not hiding, not running, not trying to desert my mission. I ain't trying to hide. Nor, matter of fact, here I be standing tall, girded up, loins from the feet to the top of my head, to the soles of my feet. Call me. Now, what do you want me to do? See, it's a bold time when God calls us now. People falling around you right now. Every day, the numbers going up. People dying. I've been dying. We got to be ready. So when God opened up the ark door and let us out the ark, we can go out to the new world and do God's will. With a new anointing, a new revelation, new power, new faith. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Think on that for a minute. Amen.
Thank you. Welcome, 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 everyone, to MCI Ministry Radio. This is our announcements on Monday night. Your Fix at 6 will be on with no other than the one and only Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. You don't want to miss it, amen, because it will be your fix at 6, amen. So we bless and praise God for him and how he's bringing that powerful word across on the Monday, amen, to get your week started. And don't forget the hour of power and praise, amen, with no other than the one and only, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. She will be on Monday at 6 a.m., her morning glory service, amen, praise God. And don't forget, y'all, Fresh Fire Friday, the blowing of the shofar. It is a time of celebration. It is our years of jubilee. Come on, y'all. Glory to God. Glory to God. You will get different music, amen, from different artists and a word of inspiration. So don't forget Friday night at 7 p.m. Amen. The blowing of the shofar. It is a time of celebration, y'all. Let's get in the mix. Amen. Praise God and allow God to do his thing. And don't forget on Sunday morning, Mount Carmel International Church, amen, with Pastor Matthew McNeil and Apostle Carolyn McNeil at 9 a.m. I don't know who will be coming forth, but I bless you. Amen. That is going to be a blessing to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We might both come on, or you might get Pastor Matthew McNeil or Apostle Carolyn McNeil. Praise God. And we thank God for this day. Amen. Praise God. 9 a.m. Set your clock. We'll be bringing the church to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll be bringing the church to you, to your home. May you be blessed. May you be blessed. And if you'd like to sow a seed within the ministry, you may do so. Amen. You can call me if it's a problem doing it the other way. You can call me at 302-883-9799, or you can use our Cash App. Our Cash App is $Anointed222. That's $Anointed222. And I want everyone to be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, and enjoy the rest of your day. Don't forget, Jesus loves you, and so do we.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, grace, 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 mercy, and favor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the announcements. That's First Lady Carolyn McNeil. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God for spending time and preparing the announcements for us on a weekly basis. Amen. Glory to God. You're back on your Fix at 6, and I am still the man of God and your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to continue our service. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Next, like I said, we were talking about, I only found, and I'm not saying there's not more, but I said I only found 8 people myself in the Bible that God called their name twice. Amen. I know he called other people, many other people's names, but I found 8 in the reading, and I'm so glad that God allowed me to find them, because our title is He Knows Your Name. Amen. And we got to get to the place where we have an understanding that we have to make time to hear from God. You know, it's confusing, you know, that we're sitting somewhere and God is trying to get your attention, but we're so focused on the TV. We're so focused on Corona. We're so focused on when they're going up the city. We're so focused on them little checks. We're so focused on so many different things that we're not hearing when God calls us. Because, see, when God calls, he has something to say. And what he has to say is more important to anything that we can come up with in our own lives for our own personal desires. Amen. Martha. Amen. Jesus had visited his house, his friends Martha and Mary's house. Amen. And the sisters had, you know, they had opposite responses. Mary sits at Jesus' feet, listening to his teachings. Amen. But Martha, on the other hand, she was a focusing on the task in hand. She probably like preparing food and for the lodgers or logging for the travelers who's coming them in. And she happened to be annoyed that Mary has left all the prep work on her. So she went and asked Jesus to have Mary help her. Ain't that something? Now listen, Mary at Jesus' feet listening, but she gonna go get Jesus and say, listen, she ain't helping me do nothing. Amen. And Jesus said, Martha, Martha. Jesus tells Martha that she is worried about so many things and that Mary has taken advantage of the opportunity to learn from him. Like, you know, some of us are spending time with God, learning and spending time in his presence, being filled and being covered and fresh revelations and fresh word and new insight and new spiritual hearing and new eyes. Why others are worrying, Lord, am I going to catch corona? Lord, when are they going to let us out? Lord, I don't have this. Lord, they ain't got no Clorox. Lord, they ain't got no Lysol. Lord, every time I go to the store, they ain't got no soap. We're worried about things that has nothing to do with nothing, and much likely they're out of our control. When we should be taking that time, all this free time, to sit at the feet of the Lord, wherever your prayer closet at, wherever that place where you talk to God, wherever that place that God meets you, wherever that place is, when he calls your name, you, without a shadow of a doubt, we ought to be taking advantage of this time and getting to know God a whole lot better. Amen. The book of Luke, amen, chapter 10, hallelujah, verses 38 to 42, and it says, now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet. See, there's the place, sitting at his feet, being submissive, getting an understanding, getting a new word, you know, just to let God impart in us. Be quiet. Listen. Let the teaching go forth. Information fall on fertile ground. Let the holy hand, let the anointed power fall upon us. Let the assignment be imparted in you and in us. So when we go do thus saith the Lord, we're going to do it the way God say do it. I don't have time to worry about what I don't have. I don't have time to worry about what's not opening and what's not closing, what they're giving me, what they're not giving me. But I have enough time and I have enough in me to know that God is real. I have enough wisdom and understanding that to know my Lord can still use me. I have enough joy and peace and understanding, and I have enough testimony to remind me the things that God has already done. So if he wants me to sit at his feet, if he wants me to be in a place and listen, that's what I'm going to do. He knows my name, and I'm happy for that. I often tell my wife, I want my name added to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Matthew. I want some of that. It's going to cost me. Amen. Glory to God. But the cost, I'd rather pay Christ with my life than give my life over to the world and die and go to hell. God has wrung me from so much. God has delivered me from so much. God has kept me from so much, seen and unseen, known and unknown. God has been my deliverer, my way maker. And I say it all the time. He only can be my way maker if I stay out the way of the way maker. Amen. Glory to his magnificent name. We got to give that time over unto him. Amen. God told her, like, listen, Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed.
And Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. She chose to get down and listen. She chose to sit there at his feet. What are we choosing on this day when he calls our name? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Simon, oh Simon, Jesus has his last supper with the 12 apostles, and the hour of his betrayal is drawing near. But the apostles begin bickering about which one of them is the greatest. And Jesus tells them that they will judge the 12 tribes of Israel and the kingdom to come. But they will also pass through trials with him. Then he singles out Simon Peter. Simon, Simon. Jesus tells Peter that even he will deny the Lord, but that he will also strengthen the other believers afterwards. And Peter doesn't believe this. Peter does deny knowing Jesus, but he goes on to become the leader of the apostles in the early church. You may fall, but you get back up. You may slip and miss, already knowing what we're going to do and what we're not going to do, but he can still allow us and use us as leaders. He can still use us after all that we've already done and going to do. He can still use us. Peter became the leader of the apostles, not just the apostles, the sweet people to God, that uniqueness people that God loves them in his own way. You know, them people, when they come, things get corrected. When they speak, people should be listening. See, people have forgot how to respect the order of the church, the people of the church, the leaders of the church. When the apostles come, they come to either bring a fresh word or they come to bring correction. Peter was their leader after denying Christ. Oh, well, you don't believe me. Go to Luke chapter 22 with me then if you don't, because I got Bible. Hallelujah. I got Bible. And mine don't lie. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Luke 22:31-32. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Because Jesus had predicted this denial. He had already knew it was coming. Amen. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, thee, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brother. Listen, enemy come to want to try some things. God say, I got you. No. But when I do what I do in you, when I impart in you, don't forget about your brethren. See, when God bless you with more than enough, don't forget about the ones that don't have. See, you got all these shoes in your closet, all these dresses, all these extra wigs, all this stuff you ain't using, and it's just sitting there, and there's people who have a need. See, it's a little test like that. How do you expect God to put new stuff in a place where it's already full, and you won't take that and give somebody? You got 5 cars, and the people trying to get to church on Sunday, you won't even lend them a car. Not only give them one, but you won't even lend it to them. I love that scripture there. I love that. Whoo! He called his name twice and said, Satan has asked for you. Whoo! So you know you're important when Satan come try to ask for you in the first place. Amen. He said that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Oh, my God. Come on, man. Whoo! That's enough to make me. Holy Ghost, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Jesus, I thank you. Go real quick. Go with me to the book of Psalms. Hallelujah. I just want to let God's people know that he still calls our name. We just ain't listening. And if we're listening, we ain't being obedient to the call. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Very first verse. The very first verse of Psalms 22. What does it say? My God, why have you forsaken me? Here is an instant in which one member of the Trinity, now hear what I just said, one member of the Trinity calls out to another. As Jesus suffers on the cross, he cries out the iconic words, my God, why have you forsaken me? Ooh. He's quoting Psalms 22 to his father just a little while before he breathes his last breath. One half of the Trinity calling out to the next. I can't wait to see brethren praying for brethren, sister praying for sister, coming together, unified in one Christ, one church, one power, one way. And we are hearing from that one magnificent God, and we're doing what we're supposed to do. We got to get back to a place where we come together in prayer. We got to get together. We come together and unify in fasting. We got to get together and come back for a brand new revival. There's a new kind of revival in the atmosphere. People will be, listen, supernatural miracles, supernatural power given to certain people. We don't have it because we don't believe it. Do the work. Allow the work in you to work. Allow the Christ in you to breathe. We done bound Christ up. I'm only going to take him out on Sunday when I go to church on Sunday morning. I'm only going to take him out when I'm around other Christian folks. I'm only going to take him out when I want to show off and talk about my title, who I am. Whew, thank you, Jesus. I might not have time to complete this, but go with me one more time. And we're going to talk about Saul, the young idolistic Pharisee. That they wanted to imprison and murder as many Christians as he could. Remember? Y'all ready? Y'all remember? And he even gets a letter from the high priest authorizing him to round up the Christians in Damascus, and drag them back to Jerusalem. But we know what happened, because on the way he is blinded by a vision of the risen Jesus Christ, who did what? It called him. He called him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Jesus selected Paul, who's better known as Paul afterwards, as an instrument to bear Jesus' name to the Gentiles and the kings and the sons of Israel. It all starts when Jesus calls him. It starts when Jesus calls him. Amen. Glory to God. When he calls us and we answer, it begins. The instructions, the anointing, the power, the covering, the grace, the mercy, the favor, the love, the instruction. Listen, break me down and build me up in your way, Lord. This is a new way. Christ is the same Christ today, tomorrow, next week, next year, before the year. He's the same. He's trying to put new in us, new anointing. That other scripture said the Trinity was crying out to each other. Come on, brothers and sisters. Because see, sometimes God could be calling us to tell our brother or sister something, calling us to tell our brothers and sisters something in confidence. Apostles, God will call you
to tell people in confidence something that he can't tell somebody else to say. I will call you. He will raise us up to tell family members it's time to get it right. God ain't playing no more. He done warned you and warned you. He calls our name for a purpose. He calls our name for a reason. He calls our name to allow us to be used. This vessel that he has raised up, that he has saved and delivered from all our sinful and wicked and nasty, filthy ways, and put his light in us, put his anointing upon us to do a work. I need you guys to be my representatives. You be my voice. I need my people that I've called from the beginning of time. Now it's time to stand up. There's too many lives being lost. There's too many souls wavering. And I'm talking about inside the body of Christ. Let's help each other. Let's stop talking about what they did. Let's stop talking about where they come from. Let's stop talking about they're not right to do this. They shouldn't be doing that. That's not my place to tell you what you're not supposed to be doing. My place is to come to you in love and comfort you and pray with you and ask God to forgive you. And once God, who already said he's going to forgive you anyway, forgive you, we move forward. I don't have time judging and pointing things at the body, and I got my own stuff. But the Bible tells us what we do when we point our fingers, how many point it back at us. We're too busy dragging each other through the dirt, and the enemy sitting there laughing. Matter of fact, the enemy comes upon those that are weak and uses them to drag the strong down. But God has a plan, because he's going to shut the mouths of those who speak on his people. Don't worry about it. See, I had to come to a place. I don't worry about what people say about me no more. I don't worry about who I don't have in my life no more. I don't worry about none of those things no more. I worry about, am I doing what God is asking me to do? That's what I have to worry about, because my brother's going to need my prayers, iron sharpened iron. My brother's going to need my hug. My brother's going to need an encouraging word from Christ. My brother's going to need the love of the Lord that's in me to help him. I don't have time to badger him and point fingers at him, and you've been doing this, and you shouldn't have been. That ain't my place. The Bible don't say confess my sins to one to another. It say confess my faults. See, when I confess my faults, you can pray for me. When I confess my faults, you can enlighten me with a word of God. You can embrace me and say you got my support. I understand what you're going through. I've been there before, and I knew when God called me to go to you. See, he called it because I had to go to the person who needs me, because I've been through what they're going through. Not to shine, not to talk about them, not to bag them, not to beat them down, but bring the love of the Lord so they get an understanding that they are kept, that God loves them, and don't worry about it. He's forgiven you. Just come to Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and I thank God for this day. I thank God for this assignment that he has given us. I thank God for all those who found it not robbery to come on the line tonight to get fed, amen, to get our fix, amen, glory to God, because the word starts with me, amen. I never forget that. The word starts with me, amen. So everything was preached and taught tonight. I had to make sure that I remember when he calls my name, amen. That I'm not retreating. I'm not hiding under the hill. I need to be right out front, naked, so he can see right through me. He already know who I am. He already know what I'm going to do and what I'm not going to do. He already know that if it was not for the Lord on my side, he already know. So why won't I just go ahead and do thus saith the Lord? If you can sing praising with song, if you can dance praising with your feet, if you're a musician praising with your music, and if you don't know how to do none of the above, just hum his name. He know you're talking to him. He's unique. He's superior. He knows all. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you for your presence in this place on this evening. We thank you for your anointed word. We thank you for your new divine instruments that you, how you're going to use us in the kingdom of God, how you're going to use us to rebuild the kingdom of God, how you're going to use us to go to those who don't know you and bring them to you, God, how you're going to use us to speak life, how you're going to use us to lay hands on those who can't hear, lay hands on the eyes of those who can't see, how you're going to use us to resurrect every dead thing in a dead place. We thank you, God. Oh, we glorify your magnificent name. It has nothing to do with us, but everything to do with you. This is bigger than us. And we thank you for allowing us to be that peculiar people that you have chosen to do your will. So, Father God, as we lay down tonight, keep us in your perfect peace. Bless our homes, Father. Bless our friends, Father. Bless our family members. Bless our enemies, Father. Bless those that is on the front line. Bless those that are sick and suffering right now. Use your healing power to come through, Father. And let your will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we promise to give you all the glory and all the honor. And I've learned for me to give you the glory, I have to give it to you with my life. And I thank you for life that you have given me. It is not mine anyway because you've given it to me. You can take it when you want. So, Father, thank you. And I glorify you. And until I see you again, until we hear from you again, until you meet me in that place where we meet, until you call my name, I'm here waiting. Glory, 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 hallelujah, to the King of Kings. This has been your Fix at Six, and I've been your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. We thank you, and we thank God for you. Until next time, God bless, and have a blessed evening. And remember, we love you all with the love of the Lord, and let nothing separate us from the love of Christ.